Hello, everyone, and welcome to CineQuest Video. Today, we're going to be talking about a new movie by Dave Patel. His directorial debut, Monkey Man. All right, it's Cosmic Beef here, joined by Brysicus, and we're going to be discussing the most recent movie, the new John Wick, possibly.
Yeah.
Monkey Man.
Good call, man.
Yeah. Just to give a quick synopsis of this movie, a young man ekes out a meager living in an underground fight club where, night after night, wearing a gorilla mask, he's beaten bloody by more popular fighters for cash. And after years of suppressed rage, he discovers a way to infiltrate the enclave of the city's sinister elite. And as his childhood trauma boils over, his mysteriously scarred hands, which kind of plays a point in this movie, is unleashed in an explosive campaign of retribution to settle the score with the men who took everything away from him. That's pretty accurate. I didn't write that as off of Google there.
I was curious because I was going to say gorilla mask, right?
It says gorilla mask. It technically is, isn't it? I mean, it is a gorilla mask.
I don't know. I thought it was more like a, well, I guess so. Like a chimpanzee or? Nah, I guess
it's more gorilla mask. All right. A mask that I personally could never wear in my entire life. I will say, watching this movie, Bryce, I was a bit triggered while he's fighting, and I imagine like sweating in this mask and shit. And
really?
I was a little like on edge.
I know you have a problem with it, but you really were that?
A little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like a little bit. Had a little issue with it. Like, not just because I'm gonna imagine myself in that situation. Because like it's hot, it's sweaty, and I can only imagine like the type of mask it is. Because like he doesn't have money, he's a poor gentleman, so he's not getting the most quality mask you can find, you know.
And then he like paints it later too, right?
Yeah, so like I'm just like, too, right? Yeah, he does that.
It's very bad enough. So by that same token, man, the fucking Spirit Halloween Store movie is probably the most terrifying movie you've ever seen in your life.
I haven't watched that one.
Oh well.
Maybe I should, right? Like that's the scariest movie to me of all time. This is gonna be the scariest movie of all time. For those of you who don't know, I have an issue with like I guess the what is it? What am I thinking of? Not the quality of the mask, but like the type of
material
that is used for masks. Especially cheaply made masks. I have some sort of issue as a child that has not gone away, and I cannot step foot in a Spirit Halloween. I really cannot even be around any of these types of masks in the flesh. I won't go into stories about how I've attempted to do this, and it just like does not work out well. And I'm glad there's no one around to see the physical reactions I have whenever I deliberately put myself in these positions, and it doesn't work out well for me. So, but also like during our Halloween stream, I was drinking enough to where it didn't phase me a bit. But was I going to put on my face? No, I was able to touch it. Alcohol helped me get close and touch it, right, and put it close to my face. But that's as far as I can go. I think I would have to be completely smashed and blackout drunk to like put the mask on. So I don't realize what I'm actually doing. So
message of the day, kids, alcohol can solve any problem. Hey, there you go, right there.
Speaking of,
I can get through the movie and get the review.
Yeah,
get
the review is gonna trigger me too. I enjoyed this movie, and I do feel that the trailer was a little bit misleading on the type of movie that we were gonna get. And another thing I want to say, like, I wanted more out of this movie. A little bit.
Yeah.
What did you
so
think?
So funny.
Grace?
It's like the solid red. It's like you could almost just put green on it and then it could be the Green Knight.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I did want to mention, that Dave Patel wasn't an actor that I was too familiar with prior to watching The Green Knight, which made me a fan of his because I really enjoyed his performance in that movie.
Yeah,
I did too. And I wasn't expecting. I thought he seemed like a little out of place initially when I saw it, but I just thought it was done really well, and it's a movie that I really do enjoy. But Monkey Man here is his directorial debut, and his producer is Jordan Peele, you have that name attached to you. You kind of have like some sort of cred because Jordan Peele obviously has kind of a horror street credentials, if you will. And it kind of made it seem like Monkey Man was going to have a kind of edge. It does have an edge, but I felt that they focused so much on the fighting and the revenge aspect of this movie that it ignores the fact that this movie goes a little bit deeper and doesn't have a lot of that action, so to speak, throughout the movie. Like, there's only bits of where that is happening. And granted, it is good when that does happen, but there's points where, like, there's nothing going on as far as, like, as action is concerned. Like, there's more of a exploration of his past, his interactions with people in his vicinity, I guess, like, in the town. And at some point, his comeback story, you know, towards the end. Completely off topic, though. I don't know if you know that the, you know, this movie poster has that red and black type of imagery. It's funny because, like, this one came out the same time. And it was made by the same people.
Oh, and shit. Yes, wow.
It's very, you're just like, wow. They did, that sucks that they, that puts a little asterisk on this movie just by the poster.
Made the graphic design guys' job a hell of a lot easier, man.
Right. I mean, I know it was mentioned that, I mean, whenever they're making these posters, they don't necessarily know when the movies are going to come out, but it's just kind of like an unfortunate coincidence that these came out exactly the same and were made by the same company.
That's so funny.
Red door, black silhouette, you know? I think it works well for both movies, just the way the aspect, but it's just unfortunate that we now kind of see the similarities and it kind of takes away from the intensity of both posters, you know?
And don't you find that the bottom part of the cross sort of looks like a penis a bit?
Does it?
I mean, well, you can't see me pointing at it. The point going to the woman's feet.
Well, that's, I mean, and if you're going to say that, then that's the case. And like every point in this fucking cross looks like a ween, man. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that looks more like Darth Vader's helmet up at the top, dude.
An extended neck for Darth Vader's helmet. I know. Oh, you're talking about the actual nun herself.
Right? Yeah, the nun. Yeah. That looks like Darth Vader's helmet.
This is kind of an unfortunate thing not for the first Omen, because this came out technically first. Monkey Man, on the other hand, well, I don't know if they came out. They came out roughly at the same time. But it's unfortunate that side by side, you see this and you're like, oh. Again, it kind of takes away the intensity of the posters themselves from both movies. But yes, Monkey Man, that could have been a better poster, right? Kind of has a red and stuff like that. The red saturation and the blackness as well.
Once again, man, it's not a gorilla face, but all right.
Well, what kind of a primate is it then?
I don't know. It reminds me of it looks sort of like a the original Planet of the Apes type mask, which I think those are all supposed to be more like chimps. I know there are some gorillas in there, but I don't know, man. I don't think that's a gorilla face.
So this whole review is gonna be like, what kind of mask really is this?
I don't know. It just bothered me when they said gorilla. I was like, that's not a gorilla. Anyways, Dave, I actually like that one.
Dev Patel, cool. Right? This is the guy here. I think he does a great job. As far as like a first-time director, I do have some nitpicks about the movie itself, and more so, I would say cinematography, I have an issue with, because I feel that when it does a good job, it does it very well. But there's at some point, I don't know if you noticed this, Bryce, while we're watching this, it tends to have a shaky cam movement when they're fighting and stuff. I didn't like that. I'm not a big fan of that, especially whenever it feels like the fight scenes themselves would lend themselves to like at least a nice steady shot to see what's going on. That kind of threw me off a bit, but it didn't entirely take me out of the movie because it wasn't the whole movie. But during the fight scenes, there was points where it kind of did a little shakiness, and I didn't really like that. That's fine for a found footage movie. You know, like I can accept that, but for a movie like this, I felt like a steady shot would have done a lot better.
Yeah. No. I guess that wasn't really a big issue for me, but I don't know. I guess the action for me, I guess like you were saying earlier, I wish there could have been a little bit more action in it, you know, because that's what I was thinking the whole thing was going to be. But yeah.
As far as the story is concerned, I felt it went a little too long when it came to like going through his past. Because you know how many times we saw him as a kid? Like they saw him crying and then like to the point where they kind of finally revealed everything that was going on. Yeah.
Doesn't get unlocked like his like I don't know if it was like supposed to be did he have like repressed memories or something and it wasn't unlocked until everything just he was just like
no I think they were there still but I think that as he's they were probably I would say the door kind of blew wide open whenever he saw the guy who was responsible for kind of taking his mother's life I would say kind of like he did pretty much kill her but that's not really a spoiler in this movie I mean that's really what's going on. And this is basically his motivation throughout the whole movie because something happens to his mother. But she, as a kid, she would tell him stories about this Monkey Man character, which is an Indian mythology kind of story.
Mm-hmm. Hindu. Yeah. Hindu, I believe it's Hindu.
Hindu. I enjoyed that aspect. I thought it would play.
Yeah, I did too.
I was going to play like more kind of superhero kind of character, you know, like it was gonna give him some more. I don't know what I thought. I thought I was gonna give him like superhero powers or something. Yeah, but not that didn't happen at all. But he was a flawed character since he wasn't like didn't have any superhuman strength. He didn't have anything special about him. He just like kind of like has the tenacity to kind of and the rage to want to go and revenge his. Not obviously his mother's deaths, but the fact that like these elites are kind of treating the common man like animals.
You know? And he doesn't, like you said, he has the tenacity and the rage and the desire, but he doesn't really have the skills.
Yeah.
More or less.
But he learned them. the one thing I thought was funny is that he tend to learn like these skills really quick. Like I felt like maybe a bit more of a montage.
Onto a funky beat.
Yeah. Well, I think a more of a traditional montage would have helped us accept the fact that time has gone by and he's learned all these skills, you know, like something like an 80s montage where you have like at least not just like a day or two. Cause that's what it seems like in this movie that it takes like not much time for him to kind of gain the strength back to kind of go off and do whatever he needs to do or even plan it out specifically. But a montage that would have like, taking important points about what he's trying to accomplish as far as his prep time and his him gaining back his strength and whatnot and his planning to go and do whatever he needs to do. More so, I don't know. I just think the montage itself or whatever time it spent him training something that wasn't done as well as it should have been. And that's just me wanting a cliche montage where I think more time has passed as opposed to this seems like he maybe like a week went by and he was like punching the bag and then he was just like strength again, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to remember like that scene. I mean, it's sort of a montage. I guess you're just saying it doesn't like really give a, doesn't convey a good a sense time of lapse. Time passing.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't give a good time lapse.
No, because don't they show him like they show him like lifting weights and
yeah, but I mean again, like I said, maybe it's just me and wanting
back
my
gets real like shredded. It gets like real shredded back.
Maybe it's just me and that. I mean, because it was more like a traditional type
drugs.
Of. Was it like a?
That was like a root or something like
what,
that.
What was again? Was it is it Hindu or like what kind of like? Aspects were they going for whenever it came to like the music and stuff like where they're going with that music to kind of I'm expecting some kind of like put one foot in front of the other you know some like Revenge of the Nerd shit or even like Chris Columbus in Home Alone where you have Kevin McAllister like doing like planning out it seems like he plans out every sort of aspect of the traps that he's going to set in almost so like an hour to 30 minutes you know
he wanted to have the ba-da-da-bum-bum. I see what you. I mean, I didn't even really think about it too much, but yeah, I guess it was kind of a quick. Well, because that wasn't getting closer to the end of the movie, and if maybe they were just like, "Oh man, we gotta."
But that's what I'm saying is that, like, I felt like they wrapped that end up a little bit too quick, you know? Like, I felt like they spent more time. Now, that this was obviously like a deliberate choice from Dev Patel. Him using his memories to kind of give him the strength to continue on, because, like, you know, when they gave him the root or whatever it is, and like he kind of like expands his mind to where, like, he goes back into that place, and we see, like, everything play out to where it got him, like, you know, his burns on his hands and all that kind of stuff. You know, you kind of figure out what happened. And that could have happened in that one scene, but I felt like there was, like, hints of it a little bit more in the movie that didn't necessarily need to be, because they could have kept it a mystery until, like, maybe adding one element of him remembering. But they did it quite a few times, and then they got to that point. Maybe do it one time, and then again, these are just directorial choices in the narrative that I felt like maybe they're done well, shot and, like, executed. But I just feel like this is his first time directing, that he could have trimmed the fat a little off this movie and maybe added more of the, or even just trimmed the fat. If this movie was just a little bit shorter, I felt like I would have enjoyed it a little bit more than I did. But that's just a personal choice. That's just personal choice there.
Yeah.
And I would imagine someone, like, in his directorial debut, like, this is kind of like his baby. Because apparently this was supposed to go to Netflix initially.
Mm.
And Netflix turned it down. And Jordan Peele picked it up. And when I say Jordan Peele picked it up, but, like, Jordan Peele, like, seemed to advocate for it. And then it kind of got a big theatrical release.
Mm.
But
wow, what other... Netflix turned it down. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is, right? Pros for you on this movie, Bryce?
I like the action. I like the it being based around, like, you know, the legend mythology. Actually, I was like, when I went home, I was kind of looking it up a little bit because the story was pretty interesting to me. The story of Hanuman, or Hanuman, which is, like, I guess, like, the monkey god, that it's like he's getting his, like, you know, he's basing himself on. But I do like the action scenes. I just wish there was more of them.
Mm-hmm. That's not to say that the action scenes themselves, like, do get pretty brutal. The action scenes are done well. And that's why I wanted more of those. You see, like, this image that we have up again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see, like, how intense they get at one point or another.
Yeah. Biggest con for me is that I just kind of wish that the final, it was a little anticlimactic at the end when he just kind of kills the guy, which I was kind of hoping, and it was maybe so stupid, but that the guy would have been, like, it would put up a little bit more of a fight. He just kind of tries to surprise him or whatever, but I'm sorry, spoilers, but
you're gonna kill somebody. We don't know who, though.
The final fight, though, I wish was a little bit more intense, I guess. That was probably the biggest con for me.
I mentioned to you, Bryce, after we had watched the movie, like, it seems like the guy who he faces towards the end is just such a piece of shit, right? Yeah. That he doesn't, like, even consider him a threat.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, he's kind of flipping about the fact that he's even there, and just like, oh, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
In fact, so much so that he's dipping his feet in water, and it was like, he's just kind of like, I was like,
you really didn't like that, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't like. I was just like, man, what a fucking ass. Like, this guy's done so much bad shit, but him facing off with him and then just having his feet in the water, just like, not a consequence whatsoever.
You have to stay cool, dude.
Just non-consequential the fact of the situation that he's in, and thinking that so overconfident in himself that he's thinking he's going to get out of it, that I was like, man, what a fucking piece of shit this guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The villains were good. They were assholes. Yeah. They were fucking shit whole people, you know, and I'm glad things worked out for them in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. How about yourself, Ray?
I'm gonna say I enjoyed the movie itself as far as cinematography, again, with some aspects that I didn't quite care for, but again, that's just a personal choice. The story I did feel lent itself to something really, really good. I think Dev Patel shows a lot of promise as a director. And I just feel that certain things that he could have trimmed the fat on, but I think it being such a personal project for him specifically, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to do that, you know? And just even as non-artistic as even being a podcaster is, there's some times where, let's just, for instance, a joke, you want a joke to land and you want that to be said, but it just doesn't seem to work, but you don't want it, or not even a joke, but like a certain comment or whatever, bit of the conversation that you want in, but like it's not necessary for the conversation to move forward. Yeah. You got to make those hard choices to kind of like chop and toss, you know? And it seems that he may have like done that to like as much as he could, but I think he could have done more to make this movie more effective, personally speaking. That's, I guess, the good and the bad coming along with this. I guess the villains themselves were pieces of shit. I thought the fight scenes were well done. I like the gore aspect of this movie as much as it doesn't seem like there would be. That it gets pretty gory sometimes, and I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, overall, I did enjoy this movie with a bit of nitpicks here and there. I think Dev Patel, I like Dev Patel as an actor. I like I like him now as a director. I would like to see the next project he does. It's going to be some kind of like romantic comedy or some shit.
Maybe, man.
But I mean, he's someone to look out for, and I'm excited to see what he does next.
Yep.
What about ratings, Bryce? Out of our little five number, what do you give this movie?
As much as I did enjoy it, I don't know. For me, it wasn't something very like memorable. Like I might see it again. I might when if it comes to streaming, or which I mean, I will obviously. I'll probably watch it again. But I'm gonna give it a 3.5, man, out of five. Which is, I mean, you know, it's not a bad score, but I don't know.
It didn't have the impact that I would have liked.
For me, it didn't. I mean, I don't know. I really do like Dave Patel. I love his. I love him in The Green Knight. I love his acting in this movie too. I like the storyline. I like how they kind of incorporate some like the myths and legends, which I really like that. But there was just something about it that was like
lacking,
left me wanting. Yeah. Like, I can't explain it. I don't know. There's some funny parts, you know. I like the guy he works with. It's like kind of like a drug dealer. He was funny as shit. I don't know. There's just something about it. I can't put my finger on it, but it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it, but it was just,
3.5. I will agree with you, Bryce. Like, I'm going to give it the exact same rating. It's 3.5 out of 5. I think there's this movie, like the trailer itself gives it a bit more of an intensity that it really does not have in the movie. And it seems to focus in on this Monkey Man character because it shows him like doing the boxing thing. And you think that he's going to wear that mask throughout most of the movie, and he doesn't.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah,
and in fact, there's a point where you had mentioned earlier that he does spray paint it, and you think he's gonna go in and fucking like cause some destruction with this fucking mask on. And at some point, he just fucking takes it off and just fucking goes. And I was just like, the mask. but I again 3.5 out of 5 for me. A little on the anticlimactic side. But overall, I did enjoy it, and I do hope that Dave Patel has more opportunities to show what he can do and grow as a director. You know, not everyone hits it out of the park in the first time. I mean, he did a good job, but I think I think he has a lot of he has room to grow, and I don't think I'm trying to be like very charitable to him. I think it's really good.
The work that he did. Oh, no, for our first outing, I mean.
But, 3.5 out of 5 for me. I would have liked more monkey intensity fighting, you know, like That's just me personally speaking. But like, yeah,
you thought, yeah, like, you, I, just to kind of, before we close out, but I guess just to kind of like build on that point. Yeah, because in the trailer, they do kind of make, especially, I know on the trailer, they make it a point to really show that whole, like, that double kick.
Yeah.
So were you thinking that he was going to get like some kind of like monkey powers or like,
well, yeah, but that's what I said earlier. That's what I said earlier, because I felt a lot of that had to do with
that too, honestly.
He was going to get like, there's a point where during the montage where he's training and shit, he's just like, roar! Yeah. And he's like fucking monkeying the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
And even his aspect, whenever he's fighting, like he goes back into the ring and he's doing the whole monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
without the mask, he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't do any of that shit. And I was just like,
he just punts the shit out of people.
Yeah, like it's just more instinctual aggression fighting.
Yeah.
And I was assuming he was gonna go full on monkey man, you know, like fucking doing the whole thing, you know, the constant moving, like flipping and all that kind of shit. I thought he was gonna do all that shit, but like we didn't get that. And maybe that was a choice. That was a choice.
Like, yeah.
That was a choice he made.
Silly or something. I don't know.
But no, yeah. But see, I personally think it would have been really cool to see that, because I mean, he could have done some like harsh damage to someone with those types of moves and like just the style. That could have been a really interesting aspect to see, but he didn't do that. Again, that was his choice not to do that. So, again, as a person who's out for the first time directing and stuff like that, good job. A little bit of missed opportunities on some of the scenes, and or even like aspects of cinematography that I don't feel work in this particular setting. But again, it's personal choice, personal perspective, personal opinion. But yeah, that'll be it for us, Bryce. Monkey Man. If you want to check it out in theaters, I don't even know if it's still going, but like, probably check it out in streaming. It's a good job. It's a good show. It's a good show. It'll probably come out on Netflix at some point. It's original destination.
I bet you they will. They probably realize they fucked up. Like, oh man, we better.
But I don't know how. I didn't like see any budget for this movie, so I couldn't tell you like how much it actually made so far. But yeah. I see this as a streaming movie, and I hope it kind of finds its home in in streaming, where people actually do go and see it and support this movie.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we'll see you next time. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And if you're listening on any of the podcast platforms, please rate and review us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.